Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Eritrea will reaffirm its firm opposition to country-specific resolutions, which we consider to be confrontational, selective, and deeply rooted in double standards. It is thus concerning that the very countries driving these mandates within this council show little regard for genuinely upholding human rights. Instead, they focus on criticizing nations that are earnestly striving to achieve development and improve the well-being of their populations, while turning a blind eye to brutal and blatant human rights violations that are being committed right in front of our eyes on a daily basis. If the primary sponsors of these mandates genuinely have the best interest of human rights at heart, they should prioritize collaborative solutions that respect the sovereignty and integrity of states rather than imposing divisive measures. Eritrea stands in solidarity with the government of Venezuela in its steadfast efforts to provide its people with a decent standard of living, despite enduring over 900 unilateral coercive measures. These sanctions unjustly target one of the world's most resource-rich nations, severely hindering its ability to meet the needs of its citizens and undermining its development efforts. These actions highlight the pressing need for this council to address the glaring inconsistencies in its approach. It is time for an end to the hypocrisy and for a genuine commitment to fostering fairness and respect for all states. I thank you, Mr. President.
I think